Okay, are you ready or do you need to do some vocal warm-ups?
Me, 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 me.
Okay. <I'm ready. laughs> Oh, perfect. You have a quick little routine. Okay. Welcome back to Amory 2.0. Today I'm joined by my minion, it's
Roshni.
That's right, right?
That's 100% correct.
It's Roshni, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Roshni's here. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm minion-tastic. How are you?
I'm minion fabulous. That doesn't go. I'm minarbulous, like marvelous, but minion.
Excellent.
Okay, so basically, listeners, we watch the Minions, and don't get this confused with the like acclaimed movie Minions Rise of Gru, because that's the sequel to this. So we watched Minions, just like straight up Minions, where like Gru is only in a little bit of it. And it's not Despicable Me 1, 2, or 3. It's just Minions. Okay. I watched this on Peacock. So if you guys have Peacock, you can watch it. Sponsored. But Roshni said that she will personally come to your house and watch it with you if like you don't know how to watch it or if you need company. She will fly, drive, swim wherever if you guys want company to watch Minions.
I will do whatever it takes.
She's spreading the good news. So how did you watch Minions?
I watched Minions the same way the Minions would do it, in a very notorious way that may or may not be legal.
So DVD. Okay, nice. VHS. She has VHS Minions.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So do you want to start off like the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I just want to say the first like very iconic. You guys can listen to it on Spotify too. The Minions Universal introduction. So that's my favorite part so far.
Yeah, I love how it's kind of like a coming of age story.
Yeah.
About Stuart, Bob, and Kevin. And they're just kind of on their own in the start, and it lets their characters develop a little.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's very like inspirational for them to like kind of be really brave enough to go find. I'll say like at the beginning, it felt very much like watching March of the Penguins, like a documentary, because yeah. They had like, you know, the British voice, you know, of course, duh. Where it's like, they walked the seven seas or whatever, like very like detailed. And then within 2 minutes, they already say the word despicable. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was awesome. Pretty cool. And it was also very historical.
Yeah, true. It taught me a lot about stuff like the very beginning of like bacteria, you know.
Yeah.
Them in like prehistoric waters. Cavemen. Like
made for this to be played in schools.
Yeah, no, true. Very educational. I agree with that. I was also wondering if like the bananas they had during the prehistoric times were the flavor banana that's used for candy. You know, like that's, you know, that like study where it's like the different banana. I'm wondering if they noticed the change of banana flavor throughout their lives.
Huh, that's quite deep.
You know, it's very interesting, like very scientific of me to think about that.
Yeah. It makes me wonder if the same is true for potatoes and we just don't know it yet.
Oh, very true. Oh, interesting.
Because when I eat a potato Laffy Taffy, it does not taste like a potato.
So that is so true. I do agree with that. Like the Brussels sprouts one are kind of more similar, but the potato one, yeah, it's a little different for sure.
It's a little spicier.
Yeah, spicy. That's a really good point. Spicier is the right word for that. Yeah. Comment below which kind of Laffy Taffy flavor you guys like. Next, do you think they literally killed the dinosaurs? Or like they outlived them?
I think that they are the reason the meteor came.
Yeah, flying. Me too. I think that's like truly their like villain origin story is like the dinosaurs. Because didn't they like literally make a dinosaur fall?
I know. Not cool.
So they're the reason we have no more dinosaurs. But that's beside the point. What was another one? Oh, they proved that the aliens did not make the pyramids. And like the Egyptians barely even made the pyramids. It was like the Minions.
They're pretty good at shapes.
Yeah. And then the beginning too, it was like, they shot a general with like a canyon, and I don't know that reference. I was like, who is this? So I don't know if it's just like of actual war or they just like put that in for like educational purposes.
I think that might have been it might have been your mom.
I just got your mom on my podcast. I was actually waiting for an answer. I was like, oh, like Cold War, like whatever.
It might have been like the Archduke from the World War.
Nah, probably my mom. Okay, yeah, no, it's true. True, I was like, I don't know this one. Like, I know Egyptians, I know dinosaurs. Why did they John pretend?
F. Kennedy.
They did make a reference about like Nixon or something. Like,
yeah,
they literally had like someone you can trust or something. I don't know. Bold. And then I think they also were the ones that like literally invented Christmas songs. Like they were literally singing "We Wish You a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year."
Yeah, before anyone else.
Yeah, literally. And then they invented therapy before anyone else. Like they had like the whole line of therapy. Someone laying on like a couch. That whole thing.
Which makes me understand why people think that therapy is evil.
True. Because the Minions.
I know. But I mean, it's a good thing. Good things can come out of evil.
Yeah. Like even villains need therapists. My question for you is, do you speak Minionese? Do you understand them? What's like your language understanding of the Minions?
I, for the most part, do not understand the Minions.
Okay.
And this is the first time I've actually revealed that. But when they say banana and potato, I know what they mean. And I do pick up on like the little bits of like, you know, cognates or English words that are in there. But beyond that, I have no clue. They could be spewing any kind of evil vocab.
Like I know they've noticed they've said like a key and see. And then like sometimes French words too.
Yeah, and then also gibberish mixed in.
Yes, gibberish for sure. And then sometimes it's like, oh, okay. Which I think means okay, but I don't know.
And then, I think like, it means okay.
Okay, okay, good. And then like kumbaya.
Yeah.
No, that's my fave. They always put in a kumbaya, you know? And then like on Spotify, like it literally like will say like Like, there's someone on Spotify that, like, puts the lyrics on, like, the Minion. My favorite is the YMCA one.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't play it because I don't have, like, copyright. And it goes, like, it literally goes, Boca, Fale, Bumbaraki, Ase, Boki, Boca, Batachita. And, like, then one part says, Kappa, Boila, Paprika. So they use, like, paprika in it, and like it's just really cool, and everyone should like go on Spotify or like look on Minions, like Google their like lyrics, because it's incredible how there are actual lyrics to the way they sing YMCA, and I don't think enough people talk about that, so I just want to bring awareness to their language.
Yeah, I think that's also part of what makes them such a global phenomenon, is that they have all these words from like different countries that they just toss in there, different languages from all around the world.
Yes.
I think they've said like Indian food before, like they've said paneer before.
Wow, they're cultured. Look at them. They slay it down. Cool. Yeah. Anything else about language or language barriers?
I went to watch The Rise of Gru with my cousin, who is 7, and she is like allergic to English. And we went in India, and we get back home, and her mom was like, "Oh, did you like the movie?" And she goes, "I didn't understand it." And her mom was like, "Yeah, no one understands the Minions," but she said she didn't understand the English.
Oh,
you're 7 years old and want to eat popcorn, just go to every movie in every language.
Oh, that's funny that her mom was like, "Well, yeah, because they speak Minionese." Like, no, the English part. Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised that they don't, like, always just, like, have captions for them. Like, that would be pretty funny, but then also, like, that would ruin it, I guess.
Yeah, totes.
But, like, I would think that when there's just the Minions, they would, you know, have that. Like, I want to know their language. I want to be, like, involved. But also, like, I get it. And then I wanted to talk about this one part, specifically, in the Minions movie. When they go to, like, the shopping center and they, like, stay the night. And there was a dating game show, or dating show, I guess. And it was literally them in human form. Like, the Bob looked like the Bob. The Stuart looked like the Stuart. The Kevin looked like the Kevin. I was like, that's brilliant. It's literally, we finally get to see them. Like, what they were like in human form, or what they would have been like in human form. And everyone, that's 15 minutes in, so please watch that part if you don't watch anything else. And they were all cheering for themselves.
So which one would you date?
Great question. Kind of like the relaxed Stuart vibe that he gave off. Yeah, I would go for Stuart for sure. How about you?
I think I'm a Bob girl.
Ooh, Bob girl. Okay, yeah. He's sweet and cuddly for sure.
Yeah.
And do you think he would choose you?
No.
What? Does he play hard to get?
No, he's just like way out of my league.
Oh, I don't think so. I think you guys would make a perfect couple. I'm not laughing. Everyone tag Bobalo and see him. You're a day. Roshni. Okay, in the story, the supportive, like, villain parents pick them up, you know, like that part. And I just love how supportive they were when the girl was like, "I'm sorry I tripped the wire when we were stealing money from the bank." And they're like, "Oh my God, it's okay. Like, you're just learning to be evil. Like, we all make mistakes." Like, very gentle parenting, like, you're very understanding. Could talk to her about it in real terms. And I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, I think they're like a soccer mom, like, but like leveled up. The pinnacle of parenthood.
They were very supportive too when, like, the Minions got chose chosen for Scarlet Overkill, they were like, yeah, way to go. And I thought that was beautiful. I love them, and they just really made the movie good. Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And isn't it crazy that they actually got the Queen of Queen Elizabeth to voice herself in the movie?
Unbelievable.
She took time to make this movie and talk and go to like one of the bars and like arm wrestle one of the people. You know, that was just beautiful that she was a part of this movie.
Minions has a lot of clout. They can get anybody to do anything.
I agree. I feel like they could literally get Elon Musk to like save world hunger.
But they wouldn't because they're evil and we love them for that.
Oh, true. True. Okay, so then they would be like, I don't know if they would be like that. But my favorite part, sorry if I'm like hogging it all, but this was so good. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
They showed the moon landing as fake. Like, all the minions were walking, like, they thought they were in England, they were actually in, like, Australia. And then they, like, once they were in Australia, they had to hop over to India. And then, like, they walked past the set of the moon landing, right? As fake, like, yeah. A set and all that. But then, they seal the moon in Despicable Me.
I think that what they're trying to say is that they did it first. Like, they were the first ones to get near the moon.
Oh.
The moon landing was fake, but the moon is real and they stole it.
You're right. Oh my God. Yes. Yes, that makes so much sense. Like the moon landing was a set and they made this whole production. And they, Minions and Gru were the first one to like touch the moon, have the moon with them. That's very true. I really enjoy your perspective on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And then another favorite part was when they made the guards look like minions. You know, the England guards that are like not supposed to talk and all that stuff. And he goes, buddies, buddies. And I sobbed. I just...
Aww, emotional moment.
Yeah, so that's kind of all I have. But I did want you to... please take a test. To see which minion you are.
Oh.
Are you ready for the questions? It's a BuzzFeed quiz.
I am 100% ready.
Okay. Pick an item. Banana. Bazooka. Copy machine. Golf clubs. Ice cream. Fake mustache. Best friend, a unicorn, or a wig?
Did it say best friend is an item?
Yeah, like my best friend.
Banana.
Banana, okay. What grinds your gears? Bullying, gossip, ignorance, pushy people, loud people, losing, noisiness, sexism, waiting.
Oh my goodness. Well, I do love gossip, and I strongly dislike sexism.
Okay, I'll choose that one for you. Okay, good choice. What do you love? Sexism is minions, bad.
All the minions, except for the one I am, are going to be sexist.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. What do you love to do? Experiment, play with technology, exploring, going to the movies, hanging with friends, people watching, dancing, singing loudly, or pranking your friends?
Oh my gosh. I do prank a lot. I'll go with that one.
And describe yourself. Are you affectionate? Bossy, confident, always amped up, extroverted, friendly, introverted, loyal, skeptical.
I'm always amped up.
You're always amped up. You got it.
100 okay.
Now you have to pick a character. Would you pick? Oh, they don't have names. I'll try to remember the names. Okay. Dr. Nefario. The youngest girl. What's her name?
Theodore.
Theodore? Simon or Alvin? I don't know the youngest one, to be honest. I know one of them is like Agatha. I forget. Is Agatha the middle one?
I think so.
Okay, so there's Agatha. Then there's the guy that Margot dated when there was the Nacho Man guy. There's Gru. There's Margot. There's Gru's wife. Forget her name. The Nacho Man. And my favorite, the guy in his pajamas / warm-up suit, Vector.
Vector.
So, which one do you want to choose?
Vector.
Vector? Okay, you got it. Pick a food. Apples, banana, cheese, cupcakes, french fries, ice cream, candy, pizza, or jelly.
Are the french fries cooked in like chicken fat or just oil?
Oil.
Okay, I'll do the fries then.
Okay. It said that too. It says oil.
Where did you read it?
Oh, sorry. It's like hidden. You have to like hit like ingredient list.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Okay, pick a minion quote. Bidu, bidu, bidu. Bottom. Gelato. Kaga. Kanpai. Paboy?
Paboy. Gelato.
There's more, girl.
No.
Papadom? Poitra? What? Those are all separate ones.
I'll do Papadom.
Okay. And pick an alter ego. Are you an astronaut, baker, firefighter, hula dancer, police officer, pop star, superhero, scuba diver, pro athlete?
I am a pro athlete in real life, so I'm picking that.
Okay. All right, are you ready to know which minion you are?
I have been ready my whole life.
You are officially Dave.
Ugh, never mind.
You're kind, caring, and funny. You're also known for your intelligence and your fierce loyalty to those who care about you.
Can we redo it?
Yes. Retake. Let's go. Okay. Pick an item. Banana. Bazooka. Coffee machine. Fake mustache. My best friend. Golf clubs. Ice cream. Unicorn wig.
No, no, no. I can't go through that again. Just to get dirty.
Bullying, gossip, ignorance, losing. Okay, you're officially Dave. That's pretty cool. So if anyone was listening and wants to take that, it's called Which Minion Are You? And it was made in 2014.
Did you take it?
No.
Good.
All right, fine. I'll take it, but I won't say it out loud. I'll just like pick an item. I'll just do fake mustache. What grinds your gears? Bullying. Knock it off. Okay. What do you do? What do you love to do? Exploring. Describe yourself. Friendly. Pick a character. I'm picking Gru. Pick a food. Banana. Pick a minion quote. Ah! Pick an alter ego. Let's do astronaut. I'm Jerry. Let's go.
No way.
you and Jerry love to support the people around you. You have a great sense of pride in the successes of people you care about, which makes you an exceptional friend. All right, Dave, what's next?
Rise of Gru? Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. We'll do it. I'll do it from like the memory I have from watching it. Okay. First off, what I remember. Okay, I can't remember his name, but the evil villain that's like super old. I love how his house is like a W and a K.
Uh-huh. And I love how he has alligators in the pool.
Yes. That was so cute because that's when they bonded too, when he saved him.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And then the alligator, that's what reminded me of like his like alligator chairs in like Despicable Me. Like, doesn't he have that or something? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Aww.
I love like the little subtle things in it.
I love the introduction to Dr. Nefario.
Yeah. Dr. Nefario. Like, he was like tall, or was he just tall because Gru was small?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But all about still.
Perspective.
It's all about perspective. Love how like it was kind of like I just love the whole Despicable Me vibe of like things that are hidden, like the whole like, oh, if you turn this or if you listen to this backwards, like you'll go into this other universe. And like that was pretty cool how they always do that.
I do that in real life.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So like
I always open cabinets 3 times. Like I like go up and down the stairs, like, you know, hopping around trying to figure out what the code is.
You have to like spin 2 times just so that like
one of these days something's gonna happen.
My favorite is just like punching through a wall and like, oh, I'm in a new room now.
Oh my gosh, that's just marvelous.
Or like when I open a door and I'm in a new room, that's like pretty cool.
Unbelievable. It's Door City.
That's my favorite show. It's Door City. Okay, I'm gonna look up Easter eggs, Minions, Rise of Gru.
The soundtrack was just incredible.
The soundtrack was so good. My mom was like, I know all these songs.
Yeah. Except for Return of the Sunshine. Rude. It's because Jack Antonoff produced it.
Yeah. I love that for us.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the like old person's name? The old evil villain?
Oh, Wild Knuckles?
Okay.
He has a WK?
Yes, Wild Knuckles. He's hot.
No. Is that an Easter egg you looked up?
Yeah. It said, Wild Knuckles is the hottest character to have appeared on Minions Despicable Me.
Where are you reading this?
I love nunchucks. Nunchucks, my hero. Lobster Claw, Slade.
Oh my god.
Oh, and like the Villain Network, they used the Villain Network for Minions 1. Like the Minions, they watched the Villain Network. That's how they found like where Scarlet Overkill.
Nice.
Yeah. And then the very strong guy reminded me of the Nacho Man. And then what are your thoughts on the new Minions Rise of Gru?
Well, I think that we should talk about Otto, the new Minion.
Yeah! Okay, talk about him.
Otto is very, very cute. He's a little bit of a rabble rouser.
A little bit.
He kind of just does whatever he wants to do, but it always leads him to the right place in the end.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I really liked his braces. I thought that was a really good touch to kind of show like how they're still kind of young and like in their teenage years. Yeah. And then his little pet rock, very iconic. I actually believe for like $20 at Target, you can buy the same type of rock.
What? Oh my gosh, adding it to my cart as we speak.
Labor Day sale.
Yes, I need that for back to school.
Yes, we all need a pet rock. He was perfect. I think that his little bicycle, big wheel, was really iconic, and that the fact that he got like a ride by someone was also really cute. He truly saved the day. I could cry just, you know, thinking about it.
Aww. Don't. It'll be hard to hear you.
I'm just sad that it's over. Like, I thought that I just need more sequels.
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
That is totally a Facebook meme with a minion on it. Like, if I've ever heard one. I also loved Master Chow. Master Chow and like the fighting skills really taught me a lot for like to finding their peace instead of like, oh, just like bang stuff up and punch people. It was more like stay calm, you know?
Yeah.
That was really cute. And then the biker motorcycle guy that picked him up.
Did you just yawn?
No, I cry.
Okay. Yeah, better have been a tear.
I was like holding back tears, so it sounded like a yawn.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Just checking.
And I just wanted to say, I love the cameo of Gru's mother in there.
Yeah.
She's always iconic.
Spirit.
Yes, yes. I love her as a hippie. Very zen. And then
she said children should be seen and not heard.
Oh my god. Yeah. Another reason to cry. Very inspirational. I do love a good Queen of Genova cameo of Julie Andrews. Always iconic as Gru's mom. Russell Brand, iconic Dr. Nefario. Love that he has hair. Okay, I actually want to try his voice. Yeah, I am Dr. Nefario, and I have fart gun.
That was a perfect impression.
Okay, can you do an impression of Dr. Nefario?
Hey, I'm Dr. Nefario.
How about Gru?
Hey, I'm Gru.
We are going to steal the moon. And then also, it was really cute when like, oh, it's sad when like Gru was like, oh no, I don't know that. When they all wanted to go in his bed.
That was cute.
And then they all just go snuggle, snuggle. And then
that makes me want a bunch of minions.
Right? My bed is not big enough, but we would make room.
Oh. Did you like do any of the other marketing stuff that they did? Like, did you get the Lego sets or play the Minecraft or get the IHOP meals?
No, did you?
I got two cold Gru iced coffees.
How was it? Tell us your review over that.
Okay, they were amazing, but then on the receipt, it just said cold brew.
Rude.
I know.
How so dare they?
The only things that were like actual new recipes were the pancake.
That's literally false advertising, and you can sue.
I should.
Oh my god. Was it like more expensive too just because it said like Gru?
No, it was the same price.
Okay. And then I guess the ingredients was more like a banana in it.
No, nothing changed. It was a fake. Yeah.
Okay, that's really rude. I do think that like Minions could take over the world in that sense of like advertising, but did you get a Lego set?
I am waiting until Labor Day.
Oh, okay. Right. True.
Yeah.
That's also in your cart.
Yeah.
A rock is in your cart. I remember they were on like Liberty Mutual. Do you get those commercials? Liberty Mutual commercials?
No.
Oh, they were on the, I hate Liberty Mutual commercials. They're like, my car was Brad. I loved Brad. Shut up.
Whoa. You hit a lot.
And did you know that they have a Despicable Me wiki? Like a Wikipedia.
I did not know that.
What? You don't look at it every day like it's your own social media?
I think I'm a fake fan.
No, fake fan alert.
Yeah.
Well, like in Despicable Me, you're Dave, but Jerry isn't even like in Despicable Me until Despicable Me 2. That's when Jerry appears.
So maybe I'm an OG.
You're an OG because even in Minions, you're the Dave. Oh, but we're both in Minions Rise of Gru.
Of course.
Yeah. Did you know that Papadom, the one you chose, means Stuart when disguising as a girl?
I didn't remember that. No.
Did you know that Papoy means when Minions are talking about a toy?
No, but that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you know that when they say bottom, they're making fun of Silas Rem's bottom?
No.
Okay, here's some facts about Otto. He has black hair. His occupation is henchman. His allies are Gru, Minions, Kevin, Stuart, and Bob. His enemies are Bellbottom, Nunchuck, Stronghold, Sevengeance, and Jean Claude.
Nice.
Otto looks like Jerry, but he's a little bit more rounder and chubbier. He also has 8 sprouts of hair, as well as having braces. He also has a bigger weight size than the other Minions.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. And why does that matter?
Right. I agree with that. Why does that matter, Wiki? Anyways, his personality is chatty, easily distracted, and loves his pet rock, which he traded for the Zodiac Stone. Okay, here's the profile for Pet Rock. Pet Rock, species, a rock. Parents, Otto. Traded to Otto because Otto adores him. Appearance, rock with eyes. Alive, no. What? From wherever pet rocks are sold. Former parents, a kid. Oh my god. The rock would seem, it literally says this, okay? The rock would seem American in nationality, likely coming from the eastern coast of California or Mexico.
What? No.
Okay, any other facts you know about the Minions? Anything else you need to say that's very important to our listeners? You have any questions for our listeners? Please, Roshni, take the mic.
I just moved into an apartment, and I think that Minion will be my room theme. So I'm excited to get things set up.
Yes. Are you going to add that stuff to your cart? Like, what are you thinking? Like, will your bedspread be Minion theme? Like, tell us, like, when you look, walk in your room, like, what's the vibe?
Okay, you're going to walk through a Minion curtain to enter my room. And my blanket will have Minions on it. Mm-hmm. And then my windowsill will have Minion decals on the outside.
Okay.
So it looks like you're looking at Minions when you look out.
Okay, I love that.
And
And I'll have like bananas hanging from the ceiling.
Real or fake?
Real.
Okay.
And I'll have a potato fly around my room. Mm-hmm.
Reference.
Potato fly around my room. Okay.
That's where it ends.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be like, my toothbrush has Bob on it. My cooking pan has Stuart. Spatula? Yeah, that's group.
Maybe so, I'll get there by the end of the year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously you can't go too crazy. You can't go too wild knuckles, you know?
Yeah.
Reference. But here's Roshan's address if you need a sender or something that you see that's
Slow your roll.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm gonna look up stuff that sticks with me. We got a hat. You can get a minion hat. You can get a tote bag.
Let's see.
Ooh, a Despicable Me quilt. Yeah.
Where are you looking?
I looked up Despicable Me and then Googled, then put the shopping tab on. Okay. And if you scroll to the bottom, there's a Despicable Me quilt for $61.99. Then, if you keep scrolling, there's a $5,895 obstacle course, which is Despicable Me themed.
Nice.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
And so do you want me to start a GoFundMe so that people can, you know, pay for you to have that?
I want to say yes, but I think I need to say no.
Oh, okay. You just don't have room in your house or apartment to put it in?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand. Well, once you get an actual mansion, let me know and then we'll get that for you.
Yeah, once I'm living in my WK house.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just put it away from the alligators just in case, you know?
No.
Yeah. No? Did you say no?
Oh, I said nice.
Oh. No. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of all I have. Like, tell me, like, rate Rise of Gru and Minions. Like, do they compete well with each other? Is one better than the other? They can't compare. Like, what's your final thoughts on that?
I don't want to pit them against each other.
Okay.
They're both very, very good in their own right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Rise of Gru was obviously better.
Yeah, historically thinking, I think so too. I also think that they had a little more like better vibe around it. I mean, it helps that there's like the 70s movies and stuff, but also the fact that it became essentially a prom to go to.
Yeah, the movies. That was awesome. Yes. Gentle Minion.
Yes, it was very classy, gave good vibes, whereas like for the Minions it was very much like, ooh, we don't really know what to expect, let's just go and see, like, I love the prequel, blah blah blah. Yeah. But this was like, no, this is like a date night, this is like a once in a lifetime chance to ever see this, etc. And I think that really like shows up in everything. So
yeah.
good. I mean, that's my thoughts. Next time on the pod, we will get into Despicable Me 1, 2, and 3. And so that's really exciting for us. But for right now, we're just going to let you linger and understand the kind of concept of the Minions and then Minions Rise of Gru.
Slay.
And Roshni, before we leave, you have to ask a question for the viewers to, or the listeners, to reply to or respond to on the Instagram. So what's your question for them?
My question is, which minion are you and why?
Perfect. That's good. I can't wait to hear why and who they are.
Yeah.
Because we know you're Dave. Actually, if you retake it on your own, let us know if it changed, okay? You know, maybe okay. When you're in a better mindset, maybe when there's less pressure of the podcast, you can, like, really think about it and take your time. And let us know if it changes, because this is very important to us.
All right, cool.
Yeah, cool.